In this bulletin, three cases of community transmission in Victoria with suspected links to the Sydney outbreak. New South Wales tightens COVID restrictions as case numbers grow, and the United Kingdom approves the Brexit deal. With the latest SBS News, good morning, I'm Alan Lee. Three women in Victoria are in self-isolation after being diagnosed with COVID-19. The Victorian government believes the infections are linked to the outbreak in Sydney. A woman in her 70s and two women in their 40s are from the Melbourne suburbs of Mitcham, Hallam and Mentone. One of the women visited several stores at the Fountain Gate shopping centre on Boxing Day. Victoria had gone more than 60 days without any community transmission. The Victorian government has now added Wollongong and the Blue Mountains to its travel restrictions. Travellers who visited either region from December the 27th have until midnight to enter Victoria. They'll require a permit, a COVID test within 24 hours, and they're required to quarantine for 14 days. The government says travellers from those regions won't be able to enter Victoria from tomorrow. New South Wales is expecting case numbers to grow after it identified a new cluster involving six people from the one family. Known as the Croydon cluster, it involves three adults and three children and is spread across three households in southwestern Sydney and the Inner West. Three locally acquired cases are also being investigated. Two are from the Wollongong area and one from North Sydney. Tighter restrictions are now in place for tonight's New Year's Eve celebrations. Household gatherings in Greater Sydney are limited to five people, while outdoor gatherings are capped at 30. Gatherings of five people are permitted on the northern beaches. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from the New South Wales Health Board says home gatherings are high risk.
We know it's really hard when people do like to celebrate together and, you know, perhaps once a year to have their large family groups. But we're going to have to treat this year very differently because of COVID, because of the risk that we've seen.
A COVID-19 vaccine from Oxford University and AstraZeneca has been approved for use in the United Kingdom. Australia has signed a deal with AstraZeneca for nearly 54 million doses of its vaccine in 2021, with 20 million to be produced in Australia by CSL. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the UK approval will speed up the vaccination rollout, with 530,000 doses available from next week.
We can accelerate the vaccine rollout, which is much needed. We have 100 million doses on order. The rollout will start on the 4th of January and will really accelerate into the first few weeks of next year.
Britons have been told to stay at home to mark New Year's Eve. The UK is placing more areas under tightest restrictions as case numbers continue to rise. Boris Johnson says life should be much better by Easter after millions of people receive their COVID-19 vaccinations. At least 20 people are missing after a huge landslide buried houses in a Norwegian village. The landslide has seen about 500 people evacuated from the village of Gjerdrum near the capital, Oslo. At least 10 people are reported to be hurt, with no one having serious injuries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has signed a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union. The signing comes as the British Parliament voted to approve the deal, which was struck last week.
The treaty that I've just signed is not the end. It is a new beginning, and I think the beginning of what will be a wonderful relationship between the UK and our friends and partners in the European Union.
To sport, and Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says he would not take his family to watch the New Year's Test match at the Sydney Cricket Ground due to health risks. At 50% capacity, the SCG will host the third Test match between Australia and India. The McGrath Foundation relies heavily on the match going ahead for its fundraising for people with breast cancer. Chief Executive Officer Holly Masters says it's the most important initiative of the year.
It's our number one fundraising event every year, and we need to raise more than $14 million every year to fund our 154 breast cancer nurses who are supporting patients and their loved ones across Australia. That's a challenge. Normally we have more than 1,000 volunteers come through during the pink test, and they can raise up to $400,000 through gold coin donations.
Spectators will be encouraged to wear masks on public transport and when moving around the stadium. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny and 32. Similar in Adelaide, a high of 29. 23 degrees in Melbourne today and cloudy. Morning showers for Hobart, 17 degrees. 26 in Canberra with a possible shower. In Wollongong, a shower or two, high of 22. Much the same in Sydney, but a high of 24. A shower or two for Newcastle, a high of 25. Similar in Brisbane, with a high of 28. In Cairns, we've got showers and a high of 32. And showers with a possible storm and a high of 32 in Darwin. And that's the latest SBS News, Sports and Weather. I'm Alan Lane.